Hello, this is Jim. It's Thursday, and I haven't been very productive today, although I did manage to work out. So that's something. Yesterday I mentioned how I had been in a really bad mood for a while, partly because my refrigerator, I broke my room refrigerator. And the reason that put me in such a bad mood is that there's a food thief here, and if I want to keep my food from being stolen in the future, I have to purchase another refrigerator. And I don't want to do that. There's other things I'd rather buy, but it becomes something that's really just a luxury and not needed at all. It becomes something of a necessity when you're in this situation. It's weird because there's no solution to the problem. When you're living with multiple people, and especially people you just don't really know at all, something like that happens, and you don't, like, I know who's doing it, but I don't know for sure, because I didn't witness it. And there's really not any effective actions that can be taken besides doing what I was doing, which was just keeping my food in my room. I could write a note, please stop stealing my food. That won't have any effect. I mean, the person that's stealing the food knows they're stealing the food already. So asking them to stop politely won't work, because they're already doing something pretty rude. I'm actually a pretty easy person to steal from because I'm pretty spacey. But food, can't really steal food because I eat a lot, and I count my calories and stuff, which I was doing to keep from putting on unnecessary weight, but now I'm doing it because to keep weight on because I'm burning so much. But anyway, my food is one thing that I'm not spacey about because I have it all numerically. It's all numeric in my head, so I know how many eggs I have and etc. etc. So it's very easy for me to notice, and I think it's kind of funny that you sort of wonder what's going on in the mind of the person doing it. Do they think that I won't notice? That I'll just think, oh, I must have only had this many. I just don't know. It seems to me like it's more of a passive-aggressive kind of act or something. And it really bugs me just because of the nature of it. I mean, I think if you do things that are quote unquote wrong, there's repercussions for doing those things to other people. But this kind of a situation is a situation where you can't, it's very difficult to be identified. Obviously, the people that aren't stealing it will say they're not stealing it, and the person that is stealing it will also say they're not stealing it. And if you make a mistake and accuse the wrong person, well, that's a pretty bad thing to do, and something to be avoided. But I'm reasonably certain it's the person that's tried to borrow money from me already, and other stuff. Seems like a pretty obvious candidate for something. Also, the only sort of non-adult seeming person who doesn't have a job here. So. There you go. Isn't that fascinating? I don't know if I'm even going to publish it, but I'm actually kind of short on time. They pushed up my work today because, oh, let's see, let's not even talk about that. I haven't got anything done today, but I have decided what I'm going to work on next as far as my next song. And I'm probably not going to get that started this week, maybe tomorrow. And in more joyous news, my direct deposit seems to have finally gone through, and it's funny, that's only been around for so many years or whatever. Or maybe it's been around a long time, I don't know. I've only been doing it for maybe 3 or 4 years or something. But it's funny how you get used to something that wasn't around before, and I just think it's ridiculous that I have to take my check to the bank when that's what I spent years doing. Anyway, I guess that's it. I got to go to work early today. So, Jim out.